When John, a young man suffering night terrors, awakens covered in blood, he enters into psychohypnotherapy to find out if he might be the serial killer who the local media has been nicknaming Jack is Back. The sessions soon have him thinking he may actually be the reincarnation of Jack the Ripper. At first, the psychohypnotherapist Sarah Kilvington is skeptical about her findings, for she does not believe in night terrors which are based on past lives and reincarnation. She knows John cannot actually be Jack the Ripper. He must merely believe that to be true in his subconscious mind. But regardless, if John believes it, and if he is guilty of the murders, then Sarah has a serious conflict to deal with, for she is both horrified and excited about the information coming out of these sessions. Sarah sees herself as gaining notoriety by writing a book about this case, but she is also gravely concerned that if her client truly is a murderer, he may kill again. The more profound John's hypnotherapy sessions become, the more Sarah's skepticism decreases. She now fears her own life may be in danger.